Hello.
Hello, Jesus.
Yes, what am I speaking with?
This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash, your current marketing team.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Interesting you're calling me. I was just looking at my page right now.
Yeah, you clicked in your dashboard. That's what triggers a call from me. So you clicked in the dashboard indicating that you wanted more information on Google Guarantee Leads. So it triggers a call from me, so we can review that information if you, in fact, did it on purpose.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. Do you know anything about Google Guarantee up until this point?
I do.
You do?
I know a little bit about it. Yeah.
Okay. What do you know about it?
Google Guarantee offers the customer a $2,500 rebate if the service doesn't seem to be up to the standards, and it guarantees a certain amount of work or a percentage will go to me.
So they guarantee your work for up to $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client within a 30-day period if you're unable to make it right with the client. It's a max of $2,000. And they don't guarantee you any amount of leads. That's a common misconception on Google Guarantee. So you happen to be in an area where there's not very many Google Guarantee providers, so it would probably work out a little bit better for you. But what the guarantee is to the general public. Now, there is quite a few fail-safes in place in order to ensure that you're getting qualified, quality leads. However, your upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee, and then your lead cost beyond that can fluctuate from anywhere from $72 to $140.
Per lead.
Per qualified lead, yes. And it does require...
What qualifies... I'm sorry?
It requires a minimum monthly budget to begin of $939. There is qualifications that make it an actual lead or not. So the cool thing is that unlike all other pay-per-lead programs, Google has made it right, so to speak. So instead of you being given a phone number and it's like, hey, Jesus, here you go, good luck. You know, we've sent the same number out to five or six other guys. The leads are coming exclusively to you because the clients are choosing to call you directly. So you have the Google Guarantee lead. It's optimized. It's showing you as a top recommended option. We're making sure you're coming up at the top. And then when the client calls, you know that it's a Google Guarantee lead because it says so on the caller ID. It gives you the whisper feature. And when that person contacts you, if it's sales, solicitation, spam, robocall, if they're seeking employment with your company, if they're asking for a service that you don't provide or outside of your service radius, all of those things would be considered unqualified calls. And they have AI listening to each phone call in order to ensure that the unqualified calls aren't being charged. Now, Google does consider it a qualified call if the customer requests estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, and also if you set face-to-face appointment to go out and bid the job face-to-face. Those are the two instances that Google considers it a qualified call.
Okay, but if I don't, so even if I don't get the job, I still pay whatever amount of money it is, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. So it's going to come off the budget.
It's a paper lead.
It is a paper lead. Absolutely. Yep. Now, the advantages to Google Guarantee is A, again, you'd be getting in at the ground level. So there's only five other providers in your zip code. That's a really good ratio. Most of the areas have 20 plus providers. The application process is a process. It takes a max of 4 to 8 weeks for Google Guarantee complete approval. Sometimes I see it happen super quick. It really depends on how quickly you get the application back to us. There are a few requirements also, like do you maintain general liability insurance for Precision Landscaping Services?
Yes, I have to. So majority of my clients are commercial properties.
Okay.
So I have to carry general liability insurance. I have to carry vehicle insurance. I got to carry workers' comp. I got to carry all of that.
Yeah. Because you're doing the bigger stuff. So are you looking to take on more like residential or?
I want commercial.
You want commercial.
With you.
Okay.
I want commercial.
Then I'm going to be real with you. This may not be the best fit for you simply because it brings in a lot of residential. It can bring in commercial, but it's going to bring in a lot of residential.
Yeah, that's the problem that I'm running with Angie Leach right now, which is why I'm about to cancel that service. Because
yeah,
because
it's a home-based service. Yeah, it's for home services. Something that might behoove you that you might like a little bit better, have you done anything with Yelp?
I am registering Yelp. I think you guys actually registered me. Well, I was already registered. One of the
two. Right, but have you ever done any type of Yelp ads or Yelp leads, anything like that?
No.
Okay. Well, Yelp is another service that we offer. We have different packages. We have flat rate packages where yes, it's per lead, but you're not paying for individual lead. It is within that budget. So we have a $500 package and it's like $4.99, or we have a package that is $6.99, depending on the budget. So with these packages, it gives you the call to action. So, for example, when somebody goes to the Yelp listing, it doesn't just say, like, you know, it doesn't just have the standard unclaimed listing. Like, this is going to have the specific services that you're providing, so it's a call to action. When they click on that, they begin filling out the information, and that lead comes directly to you. So it has all of their information there, exactly what it is that they're looking for, and it's a lot more affordable than $72 a lead.
Yeah, I really, especially now when my off season is coming.
Right.
I really would like an opportunity to bid on different type of jobs, such as hardscaping, things like that. I have a new team that now I'm exploring their capabilities.
Right.
Google Guarantee was something that I have in the forefront for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm going to be honest with you, I cannot tell you how many people call me on a daily basis offering me the service. Mm-hmm. I even had someone today call me and ask me if I was working with someone already. And I said, yeah, you know, I have local flash.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they asked me, what are they supposed to be doing? Are they supposed to be ranking you on Google? Like, I said, yeah, you know, they work on all of that. They do Facebook ads, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
They said, well, that's funny because I don't find you on the first page of Google.
Sure. So let me guess. It was Town Square, right?
I think so.
Yeah. They're. We literally are in lawsuit with them because they're trying to poach our clients. And if you had the call tracking within the package, then we would be able to eliminate those calls coming to you. So they've been trying to poach our clients, call our clients, and say all that kind of stuff. And that's why we actually have a lawsuit directly against them, is because of the way that they're practicing business. Instead of trying to go out and get their own clients on their own merits, they feel the need to come in and attack our clients. And try to steal our clients, which isn't, you know, that's not really fair business. I mean, you don't do that to your competitors, right? You go out and find your own business, right? You don't have to cut somebody else down to show what a good job you're doing, right?
No, of course not.
Right. So I'm not surprised to hear that you received that phone call. As far as exactly how well this is working or is not working directly for your company, you do have the direct analytics on everything of what it is that Local Splash has been doing for you and how we've been providing the services, which is obviously how you got into your dashboard, right? You have access to your dashboard?
I do, yes.
Okay, awesome. So when I do a clean search, meaning when I go into an incognito window and I'm looking for your services within the local map, you are actually ranked fifth on the first page of Google in the local map listing. And you only have 2 verified reviews. So if you were to get more reviews from your clients, family, friends, anybody willing to give you 5-star reviews, that's going to increase your visibility. But within the amount of time that you've been with us, to be ranked fifth on the first page of Google in your area, that's not a bad spot to be.
Okay.
Now, if you want a more in-depth search, a deeper dive, and go into these sorts of things, I could definitely schedule a call with the support team. If you want to take a deeper look at the Google Guarantee, we can do that as well. There's just no way for us to sort out and guarantee that it's going to be only commercial leads.
Well, my biggest – so maybe it is a good opportunity for me to discuss one of my business challenges with you.
Okay.
And that is, last year, through Angie's List,
mm-hmm.
I focused majority on commercial landscaping. Obviously, and a lot of people who look for landscaping companies, they don't really understand this. They think when you think landscaper, you think
mower.
Oh, the guy in a mower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
it's
not
a guy
a
in a mower trailer.
Yeah. No, that's not a landscaper. That's a lawn care specialist.
No, not only that is that I'm not a solo proprietorship. Mm-hmm. Like, my company is a corporation. I have overhead. I have staff.
Right.
I'm looking to grow the company. Like, Jesus Rosado, myself, mm-hmm. I'm the business owner. I'm the brains of this operation, but I'm not the landscaper. I'm not the lawn care specialist.
Right.
I don't cut grass.
Right.
And the reason why I say that specifically is because when we last year through Angie's List, we got two residential clients, one of them, kind of felt bad for the lady. She was in a tight position. So I did the same thing I do with my normal commercial clients. Where I was like, hey, you know, here's our 1-year contract. Mm-hmm. This is how much it's going to be your cost every time we mow, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, client turns around 6 months later and says, yeah, I can no longer afford to pay this. And done.
Just stop.
So now I'm faced with one or two choices. I can either put it through my legal team and take them through small claim mm-hmm. courts, which is going to cost me a lot more money than
yeah,
I was even going to
right.
recover in the first place,
mm-hmm.
or I can just let it go.
Right.
Well, onesies and twosies here and there, I would just let it go. But mm-hmm. my problem with residential landscapers or residential properties
mm-hmm.
is that if this problem multiplies twofold, threefold,
right.
I'll be at a loss.
Right.
And majority of my clients, and this is where I struggle a little bit, maybe something Local Splash can help me with,
mm-hmm.
will be getting me maybe some reviews or something. Because I work primarily with commercial clients, there's a property manager somewhere in Virginia who pays the invoices and send me over the scope of the properties, but they're not really going to give me a review.
Right.
They're just going to be like, okay, we haven't had a complaint from our customers, so the landscaper must be doing what they need to do.
Right. So good. Sounds good to me, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the problem that I run into with that is, then I can't just have that face-to-face where I go talk to a client. And I actually did one job through Angie's List
mm-hmm.
where the client was static. We did a fantastic job. Everything was good. I even gave them the short form link that you guys send me.
Mm-hmm.
No review.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I can spend majority of my days trying to call all these clients to try to get them to leave me a review.
Right.
But I feel like that's a waste of my time.
Okay.
So my question is this, and maybe from your business side, from your perspective, you have seen best practices work, but I need to get into the commercial sector. I need to get an abundance of clients. And I know we were just talking about poaching clients here a minute ago, but
yeah.
I also know in my sector, in my area, there's a landscaping company that's having subpar performance and they're bleeding clients.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I know that is because 3 out of my 4 team members came from that company.
Okay.
And they specifically, like, they're bleeding not only clients, but they're bleeding employees.
Okay.
And
they
came to me
out.
And they, essentially. So,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not going to disclose what the name of this company
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
But this company just went through a sale where it was sold
mm-hmm.
to a new, I guess a new owner.
Mm-hmm.
And this owner hasn't been able to keep operations. This owner hasn't been able to maintain their clientele content. So they went from having 94 employees to having 50 in less than 2 months.
Mm, that's so tough.
And exactly, right? And they went from being above $5 million a year revenue company to probably below 2.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I know that is if they're a very large company in this area, and majority of my clients that I don't, well, clients that I don't have,
mm-hmm.
that's who they are. So they're my direct competitor.
Right.
So my question is, how can I go directly to these people, especially because when you're dealing with commercial, like I said, residential, I can go knock on a door, advertise
mm-hmm.
through Google,
mm-hmm.
something like that, and then I'll get a face-to-face. I'll get someone that I'll talk to, and
right.
then I'll give them an estimate, and then we'll move forward.
Mm-hmm.
But for commercial, they usually operate the same exact way that I do, which is contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for a fact a lot of these contracts were either breached or a lot of these contracts have come to expiry. Because I've had some people reach out to me, say, hey, we need you to put a proposal for this. And I'm like, I don't even know where your company is. Like, how did you even find me?
Right.
So maybe, I don't know, I guess I'm just spitballing here, but maybe if you can provide me with a solution on how to do that, then that will make your business extremely valuable to me.
Right.
Because right now, that's one of the challenges that I do have, mm-hmm. and that is trying to get – I'm looking at all these properties that were probably maintained as beautifully as the ones that my company maintains.
Right.
And I will tell you personally, they're going through challenges.
Right.
And anything – and obviously, if I go to – I'll give you an example. One of these clients is Citibank Corp here in Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
I can go walk into the city right now and I'll say, hey, hi, I'm offering landscaping services. And they're going to say, go to your procurement department. And then I'm going to go there and they're going to say, hey, send us an email here. And then I'm going to send them an email and I'm never going to hear anything.
Right. Yeah. Because you're not.
So how do I break that?
Yeah. I don't know. That's a great question. And that would make Local Splash invaluable to everybody if we had a magic sauce or a magic recipe of how that could happen for you. Obviously that would make us invaluable, you know?
Mm-hmm. Of course. And if, I don't know, I just thought I asked because if you were,
right.
for some reason, if you had like this kind of
an
list,
idea.
Like, hey, reach out to these guys, or here's an idea, like, hey, maybe you should advertise here because I go to fundraisers, I go to town meetings, I go to places like that. And yeah, I'll meet some people there, but most people are like, oh yeah, we're under contract, or yeah, maybe you have a card. I'll take your card and then I'll reach out. And then they never do.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I bought this company. This company has actually been operating since 1987. I bought it last year, revitalized it, introduced technology, innovation, all of that into it.
Mm-hmm.
So our customer value proposition is that we have transparency because you can be anywhere and through a client portal, you can see through before and after pictures. You can call me directly. I can provide you GPS data to show you when my guys were there, how were they there, anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I know for a fact other landscaping companies don't offer this.
Right.
But how do I get those commercial clients that they just need that peace of mind?
Right.
Yeah, they just need the peace of mind. You know what? I'm going to hire a landscaping company and I'll never have to worry about them ever again.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do, they're going to have the data to back it up that, yes, they were here. Yes, they did the service. Here's the before and after pictures. And we're not paying a penny more than we said we were going to pay.
Right.
And that is a huge business challenge that I have right now, especially going into my off season.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know. Where are you located?
California.
Yeah, here in Wilmington, Delaware, there's been,
yeah.
like in the last month, there's barely been any grass growth.
Yeah, it's dwindling very quickly. I understand.
And,
yeah, you're in
my
one of those parts of the country.
I am, and that company does offer snow removal, but I'm not going to lie to you. That's something that I want to get away from.
Okay.
Because snow removal, first off, is too inconsistent in this part of the country.
Okay.
Clients don't want to pay until it already occurs.
Mm-hmm.
And some years, we might have one snow event. Some years, we might have none, and we might have none
some
for 3 years.
Some years, we might have 25. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. And if I don't have the liquidity to
mm-hmm.
keep the staff going,
to
have
it.
Everybody here.
Yeah.
So
it's unpredictable.
It's impossible.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
Exactly. So
yeah.
For me, my biggest thing, and this is why I mentioned earlier in this conversation, this is why I have been trying to open up other areas of my company,
mm-hmm.
such as hardscaping.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe other things that we can do, exploring some capabilities of my team members so we can continue that year-round service or maybe
right.
provide something. But
well,
just even trying to manage in the landscaping industry seems like a nightmare right now.
Right. I understand. Yeah, it sounds like you're up against a tough bit there, you know, and if you decide to give the Google Guarantee an opportunity, hardscapes is in there. They do have, like, it's not the mowing and maintenance. It's, you know, artificial turf install, concrete masonry, driveway landscaping, hardscapes, driveway walkway paving, retaining walls, sod and seeding, stone masonry, landscape design, landscape install, grading, sloping. So it is the bigger stuff. It's not the nickel and dime. But again, I would never promise that I can do solely only commercials. Because that's just, they haven't made the Google Guarantee to where we can manipulate it quite to that point yet.
Well, I will say this. So some of the things you mentioned right now, again, we are landscaping services, not just lawn maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example. To one of my longstanding clients, they had an issue where a water pipe burst,
mm-hmm.
and we are doing sod installation
nice.
And some grading for them. Right. We're also doing some Belgian blocks installation. So that kind of dwindles into the hardscaping aspect of it.
Yeah.
And I don't know, now that I have you on the phone, maybe you can add that to my profile as some keywords.
Absolutely.
Because my guys do have the capabilities to do that. It's just that, like you said, steers far more into residential. And if we're going to do that kind of residential work, with that I'm okay with, because those are not nickel and diming.
Right. Those are going to be the better quality. And that's, we do have the ability to ensure with the Google Guarantee, that you're not going to get like I don't, with Google Guarantee, there's two categories for what you provide. Jesus, it would be either landscaper, which is all the keywords I just gave you, or it would be lawn care, or we could do a combination of both. But honestly, lawn care wouldn't be worth your while, to be honest with you. It's mulching, seeding, weed control, lawn pest control, irrigation system repair, lawn mowing, yard cleanup. Like, those are the keywords for lawn care. And this is the thing, is the keywords are set by Google. They're not set by us. So Google set these categories, or verticals is what they call them. They set these verticals up, and they determine the keywords that go under each vertical. Okay? So it seems to me like the landscaper side aspect and side of things is what's going to be most beneficial to you if you choose to take this on, which I've seen vast results. I mean, Google Guarantee is the way that the world is going, absolutely. But again, you know, we can manipulate it. So if you want the grading and resloping, if you want the hardscapes, we get you approved for all of it, and then you get to pick and choose which ones of those keywords it is that you want to offer. And then with the negative keywords, meaning say you're not doing outdoor steps, okay? If you were to get a call for outdoor steps, then it's not a qualified call. You would not be charged because that's an unqualified lead. Does that make sense?
Mm. It does.
Right.
I'm just trying to brainstorm here because I've already lost probably thousands of dollars with Angie Leads for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And Angie Leads already put me in a position where I don't trust companies a lot. And the reason why I don't is specifically because they said the same thing. They gave me a $400 credit for leads.
Yeah.
I told them, hey.
That makes it a little cautious right there. You know, to me personally, when I hear that from you guys, like they're going to give you a credit. But are
they
really, you know?
Because I had canceled my account and then instituted my account.
Right.
And the problem was that once they gave me that, I said, okay, let's do $200 a month for the credit.
Mm-hmm.
No more. Well, in about 2 weeks, they blew through the $400 credit, and then they charged me an additional $300.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised. That's how that works.
Where I will tell you 100%, and you don't. This call is probably recorded, and you probably already know a little bit about my profile.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a law degree. When I see things like that happen,
mm-hmm.
it makes me want to step off my CEO role and step into the legal arena and say, okay, now I'm going to go sue you.
Right.
But if I do that, then who's running my landscaping company?
Right. That
I don't have the luxury to just say, hey, guys, you're going to be autonomous for the next 2 years while I take this lawsuit to Angie.
Right. Well, there's already a class action lawsuit against Angie, so you could jump on that bandwagon anytime you want.
I'm about to.
Yeah, there's already a class action on that. It's unfortunate that that's how it's had to go. But that's why Google built Google Guarantee, is because the services that are being provided with Google Guarantee are different. It's a better qualified client. It's the type of client that you actually wants to work with you. They've gone, they've looked, they've seen, they've read your reviews, they've looked at everything, and they've determined that you're the one that they want to work with, and they're contacting you directly. So it's not like, hey, here you go. Here's a lead. Good luck. We hope for the best. You know, that's not how it's designed. It's designed to have direct calls. The calls are recorded for authenticity purposes, that you're only paying for the qualified calls, things like that. So it does have a lot of different stuff in place. However, again, it is still a pay-per-lead program. You pay an upfront budget, so you're not going to exceed that budget by any means. There's no way for you to exceed the budget because the budget's paid upfront, and it's all done month to month. So if you're not 100% satisfied, it's not like we're going to be sending you these bills and exceeding budgets and stuff like that.
Can you send me the application for it?
I have to charge the $250 application fee before I can send you the application.
So is that before even my application is approved?
Correct. So that's why I go through the series of questions in order to ensure that you would be approved before I even consider, you know, processing the application or sending it over to you. So you have a United States Social Security number?
Yes.
You have a Delaware driver's license?
No.
Do you have a driver's license?
I'm not a Delaware resident.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have a driver's license in the U.S.?
Yes, PA.
Okay. The business documents, are those all going to this 318 7th Avenue, Wilmington, in Delaware?
Yes.
Okay. And then how many client-facing employees, meaning employees that are going out, bidding the job, doing the job completely on their own, you never show up?
They don't bid the jobs,
mm-hmm.
and they don't talk to the clients, but
okay.
when you say I don't show up, that's all four of my employees. My business runs very autonomously, so some of the innovation that I have employed in this business
mm-hmm.
allows me to set the schedule remotely wherever I am. They
mm-hmm.
have it on their phone. I give them access to my shop where all my business equipment is. They go
mm-hmm.
in, they take everything they need. They go provide the service to the client when they're done, they show back up. And then I track them throughout the day.
Yeah,
throughout
yeah.
the day, I see where they are at any given time. I see the jobs that are getting complete. I have before and after pictures. Like
mm-hmm.
I said, I have GPS in my trucks, and I have rear and forward-facing cameras in my truck, so they can't say we weren't there, or they can't say we were there and we're not.
Right.
And when they come back in, I just let them in. They put everything away, and then they go away. But my business is not under my Social Security. It's through an EIN. I have an LLC.
Okay, that's fine. So the reason that I asked that question is because on the application, it asks how many client-facing employees you have, and it's pretty specific to that question, because if you put two or three or however many, then it's going to request their Social Security number and all of their information. If it's not the type of situation where they're going out and bidding the job and taking care of the job on their own, so to speak, like if they're not going out and determining a price with client, things like that, then there's no need for them to go on the application because you're the business owner. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. So for all intents and purposes, it seems like you would pass the background check and you would pass everything in order to become qualified for Google Guarantee. I don't see that there would be an issue with that. You know, the clients that have any type of felony or any type of other issue that we have to dig a little bit deeper before we would even consider offering the service to them. So if you want the application and you want to go ahead and pay the application fee, I'd be glad to send it over to you and we can begin the process.
Now, the application has to be sent over through mail?
Email, text message, we send it over to you, and then I schedule an onboarding call with my technician, and that's like a 10-15 minute call. They're just going to verify the information. With the application, it's literally just uploading the license, uploading the insurance information, inputting your information as the business owner, inputting your Social Security number, and then we submit the application, have your 10-15 minute onboarding call, and then as soon as it has been received by Google, they're going to inform us if it's Pinkerton or Evident ID. Those are the two companies that conduct the background check. And one of those two companies is going to let us know, okay, hey, we need you to send in, they'll send like a special link to you, and it has a 30-minute window for you to upload driver's license for verification. That's usually the last leg, the last step of the process. So it's pretty simple, pretty straightforward.
Okay, so you said it's $250 for the application fee.
$250 for the application fee. And then once your Google Guarantee approved, that minimum monthly budget to begin the leads is going to be $939. That's paid up front. It works like an escrow account. That would give you up to 13 Google Guarantee leads at the cost of $72 per lead. Again, once we get into the account, we get it complete, your Google Guarantee profile completely set up, and we get it managed, then Google is going to inform us, that's the base cost for the leads for what you're offering. Google is going to inform us exactly what the recommendation is for your lead cost. You don't have a ton of providers in your area, so I do not anticipate it doubling or tripling. Again, for those qualified leads, because when you have less providers, it does keep the cost down. But at certain times of day, peak hours, depending on different things that are going on, I'm not a genie. I don't have a magic ball, so I cannot promise that the lead cost will stay at $72. Before any type of leads are charged or any type of budget is charged to the 939, though, everything is verified with you first.
With me.
Correct, with you as the business owner. So what happens is, say we go through it, you're completely approved. We're going to call you. We're going to say, hey, Jesus, client, you're completely approved. We're ready to cut the leads on. You're going to pay the 939 budget. And then at that point in time, the technician is going to tell you exactly what the recommendation is by Google for cost per lead, what we're looking to do for the bidding on that, if we're keeping it at 72, if we think you should go ahead and increase it to 92 or whatever the case is. At that time, they will diagnose and let you know what the recommendation is. And then you will give the approval, or you'll say, you know what, I want to stay at 72, and that's that. So then we go ahead and run it at 72 and see what the results are. And you have tracking and reporting, so your dashboard directly with Local Splash. It's specific to the Google Guaranteed section on Google. It also is very specific with all of the call recordings because you're assigned a Google call tracking number. So for instance, say you received a call and for any reason whatsoever, it was not qualified. It should automatically be taken care of by the AI. It should not be charged to your account. But if one happened to slip through the cracks for any reason, you would simply alert us, hey, this phone number right here, this is unqualified. This doesn't meet the criteria. And we dispute it with Google and get the money back right away.
Okay. Sounds fair.
Okay. So
if I don't get approved, do I get my $250 back?
No, the application fee is non-refundable. If there's any reason that you don't get approved, I can allocate that funds elsewhere to your monthly budget. I can put that in the notes, but I don't see any reason why you wouldn't get approved. I wouldn't even offer it to you if I didn't think that you'd get approved. That's just my personal policy because I don't like taking people's money for no reason, you know. I'd rather tell you, hey, listen, I mean, I've been upfront with you about everything. You know what I mean? I've told you exactly how it could or couldn't work concerning commercial projects, residential projects. I'm not just trying to get a sale here. I'm trying to give you the opportunity to expand your business and really, truly help you in the ways that your business needs help. If I was just trying to get the sale, I wouldn't have told you the truth about, you know, the different aspects of it and things like that. So I believe that you will get approved, and I do believe that it'll work for you. And if for any reason your application didn't get approved, I can allocate those funds over to your monthly, so you basically get like a free month of service.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Sure, let's give it a try.
Okay. I have a...
Now I can cancel this at any time, right?
At any time whatsoever. It's the same as everything else with Local Splash. I have a Visa ending in 5281. Is this the card you want me to charge the $250 application fee to?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. A second here. Let me change this out. Now, the other cool thing is while you're getting this going during the winter months, right, these last few months of the year, say you're not enabling the stuff that concerns the actual lawn. Say you're only going with, like, the hardscapes and stuff like that right now. You're going to be approved for everything. So all the keywords that are under the landscaping vertical, you're going to get approved for all of them. And then, again, during certain months, you may choose to enable just portions of them, right? So then when the spring comes, if you want to enable the ones that include the grass and the lawn and things like that, then you have the ability to. So you're not ever married to those keywords and only using those keywords in any situation. You can always increase or decrease those keywords based on the options that are available for that vertical. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. The other thing I do want to ask you is, since we're in here, if you want, I can go ahead. I don't know if you want the lawn care. It's no additional cost for us to get you approved for the lawn care. My suggestion is always to get approved for everything that you could possibly want at one time, and then you get to cherry pick the different keywords and different services within there. So do you want me to go ahead and get you approved for lawn care as well?
Sure.
Okay. And do you do anything with fences? Because Fencing Pro is another option.
Or not really. I would like to, but I don't think my guys have that kind of capability right now.
Okay. I just wanted to double check ahead of time because then I'm going ahead and getting, I'm going to put you in for all of the services. That way, then you have you basically have a blanket that says, okay, I'm available and I'm licensed to do X, Y, Z and the like. You know what I mean? So for lawn care, there is a requirement with, the licensing, just to verify that you have this license. Let me see here.
Yeah, let's talk about this license. Do you already charge my account? I probably should freaking ask you this before then.
Yeah, I did charge the account. So for lawn care, there is a license requirement. For landscaping, there is no license requirement. It's just you have the LLC, which is fantastic. And then you have the only requirement to get passed for landscaper, which is the main category that you wanted. The only requirement is the insurance document and the background check. Now, with the lawn care, it is a little bit different story. So give me just a second to create a dummy account. I just want to get the exact options that are available for that.
Yeah, because I kind of want to see what that is.
Yeah.
Because I do have a City of Wilmington business license.
Okay.
For landscaping and tree.
Okay. And that's going to cover you for landscaping for sure. So the landscaping is in the bag. That's not a worry. If we can't do the lawn care because you don't have qualified for it, then we just won't put it on there. It's no harm, no foul. It's not going to cost any more or any less. You already did the 250. It's just a one-time 250 application fee for any and every category. Say you wanted to get approved for 10 categories. There's no additional cost for that.
To include in the future?
Correct. So I just like to do it all in one fell swoop if we're able to, simply because it just makes more sense to do it all at once, right? I mean, kill all the birds with all the stones at one time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, give me just a second here. It just takes a second to set up these dummy accounts, and it'll go ahead and give us all of the exact logistics on everything, so it just takes a second. Okay. And of course. Okay. Okay. Well, that's verifying. Do you want the application text or email or both?
Email, please.
Email. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and send it now. I have jesus.rosado@precisionlandscapings.com.
That's correct.
Perfect. I'm sending that over right now. It will be a clickable link that's going to say Google Guarantee application. I'm going to put the number in there. It's going to ask for a minimum monthly budget, which is going to be $939. And that's coming over from anelson@localsplash.com. It will be labeled Google Guarantee application. Okay. We have a Wilmington out here in California as well.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, there
I got it.
Is. Perfect. So once you pull that up and you click the link, you'll see that it's super straightforward. It's not, you know, tricky at all. It does ask for the front page of your insurance document, the Accord document. It's going to ask if you have a business license. You can upload your City of Wilmington business license if you want to, but it's not a requirement because your vertical for landscaping does not require it. I'm about 2 seconds away from figuring out if your...
The lawn care probably requires one for peptide license.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to pull up right now. It's just loading, loading, next. I have to keep clicking these buttons. So part of my talents is talking about something completely different from what I'm typing in the entire time I'm talking to somebody. Actually, you know what? For lawn care, my friend, there is no license requirement. It's proof of insurance, background check, and budget. And then, you know, like it, if you want to do for lawn care, you can do for lawn care as well. I can put you in for both.
Yeah, I kind of looked at it a little bit, and I was like, okay, so what is it that they need exactly? And then I remember that for lawn care, the only thing that they usually want is the peptide license, and that's if you're doing weed control.
Right. So there's
which for
some
me,
people,
I outsource a lot of that, and I don't even want that on Google Guarantee. I don't like to deal with that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it does not show that it's a requirement for the lawn care, so that's perfectly fine. Now, if you want me to go ahead and do it for both lawn care and landscaping, go ahead and put you in for both, right?
Sure.
Okay, I've got that here. And then I need to schedule the client onboarding call with the technician. So for that, again, that call really only takes about, we do 30-minute increments. It doesn't take very long. So if you fill out the application, I don't know how long you want with the application, but I can schedule your onboarding call for later on today if you want.
Or tomorrow. Later on today?
Or tomorrow, whenever's good for you. You let me know how long you need with the application.
So for total number of field workers, customer-facing workers, excluding the owner, you want me to put zero?
I would put zero unless you want to ask each of your guys for their Social Security number and you want to be responsible for uploading their driver's license when that last bit comes through.
Well, I have that information. That's part of my company policy.
Okay. It will be a live photo, though. So you have to upload it like right then when they need it, the front and the back of it. So it's up to you. If you want to go ahead and put them on there, that's perfectly fine. But it does, as you can see in the application, it does ask for all of that exact information. So it's between you and your workers. It's not going to hurt you if you don't.
Okay. So what's the primary business owner's name? It's literally 24 questions, and I have all this information here.
Yeah.
So does it really matter for the Certificate of Liability Insurance, the COI?
Mm-hmm.
Does it matter who's the certificate holder?
The certificate holder should be the business. It doesn't matter the individual, as long as the business is covered.
No, I know, but you know how every commercial client that I have, they... Mm-hmm. Require me to have them name as the insured?
Oh, yeah, no. It doesn't require. No. Mm-mm.
So if I just...
Certificate holder down at the bottom. I see what you're saying. Because it gives you the example right there as you see it at the very bottom.
Exactly.
Certificate holder. We get them over all the time. They're blank. Some people will have their insurance company put local splash in there, but that's like super weird because we're not using your insurance. But they've done it, you know. But no, there's no requirement for you to have anything in there. It's literally just the cover page. The court document cover page is the only one that they need. Just it's going to prove that you have the insurance.
Okay, and is this the form that I have 30 minutes to fill out?
You have as long as you want to fill it out. The onboarding call takes about 30 minutes. Well, we block off 30 minutes. It really only takes about 15 minutes for the onboarding call. So you're going to fill that out, click submit, and then at that point, we'll have that scheduled call. So my technician, when we call for that scheduled call, they're going to be reviewing your application, make sure we have everything we need on there.
Okay. Jesus, I got to go to a meeting in about 15 minutes.
Okay, Don't worry. I can schedule it for tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that'll work.
What time tomorrow morning?
Let's go for 10 a.m. Eastern time.
Okay, I can do 10:30.
That's fine. Can you please send me a calendar invite? Because if not, I'll forget.
Yeah, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation right now. It's going to say GG onboarding call.
Okay.
Okay, and I'll talk with you tomorrow morning, Jesus. Thank you for your time. Welcome to Google Guarantee.
All right, thank you so much. Have a good day.
You're welcome.
Bye.